Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Hey, J5V, we didn't do so well last week. We need to do like all of the high school football teams, get better between our first week and second week. Kind of like having acupuncture. If you don't see any improvement, then it's pointless.
Gino, I'm a computer. What's acupuncture?
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Nice losers.
Abbeville versus Powdersville.
The Maroon Jungle Cats make Abbeville great again as they claw up the flag-waving nationalists from Particle City, South Carolina. Friday. Nice loser, the Powdersville Patriots.
Cane Bay versus Ashley Ridge.
The Marshland Forest Dogs sneak up on the Somerville Lagoon Snakes and put the bite on them at home. Friday, nice loser, the Cane Bay Cobras in a close one.
Clinton versus Lawrence.
The battle for Lawrence County takes place in Clinton at Wilder Stadium this year, and the Little Red Hots turn up the flames on the Green Paladins and cook them until they are black and blue. Friday, night's loser, the Lawrence High Raiders.
Spartanburg versus Dutch Fork.
Tommy Knott's big, mean, green, grind-em-up machine rolls up to Sparkle City and makes mincemeat out of the Vandals. Friday, night's loser, the Spartanburg High Vikings.
Fort Dorchester versus Buford.
The Green Raptors fly up the Ashley River toward the fort, but Steve LaPrade's loyalist riflemen lay in wait and blast them from the Flower Town sky. Friday, night's loser, the Buford High Green Eagles.
Indianland versus Timberland.
The Panhandle Redskins ambush the St. Stephen's Lobos at the original reservation. Friday, night's loser, the Timberland Wolves.
Lancaster versus Irmo.
The Capital City Sting swarms and gets under the fur of the Red Rose Bars to spoil their home opener. Friday, night's loser, the Lancaster High Bruins.
Fort Mill versus Chester.
Victor Floyd's Big Red Tornadoes touch down at Bob Jones Stadium and blow the Tiga K Bees all the way to Steel Creek. Friday, night's loser, the Fort Mill High Yellow Jackets.
York versus Nation Ford.
Michael Allen's Blackbirds get baked in a pie by Dean Boyd's Silver Pumas in the White Rose Oven. It's the York way. Merry Summerfest, y'all. Friday, night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
Clover versus Northwestern.
The Purple Legion of Doom marches north and puts the Bluebirds and the Clover Patch to the sword. Friday, night's loser, the Clover High Blue Eagles.
Rock Hill versus South Point.
The Big Red Chargers invade historic District 3 Stadium and drag the diamond-headed Cats round and round and round and round. Friday, night's loser, the Rock Hill High Bearcats. That's all the time we have this week. Thank you for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to support high school football in your hometown, then listen to the OTS Sports Network for its award-winning coverage. But always, be true to your school. Hey, J5V, that's all for week one.
All right, Gino, let's go get them.
Push them back. On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now, and she'll be yelling.